This morning, if you open your Bibles to the book of Daniel, I think it is, we're going to deal with something you always hear concerning the Hebrew boys, with a extra bit of lemon in it. I don't know if you brought your pen and paper, but you probably going to need to write these names down, because every time from this point forth when you study this, you'll have greater understanding and knowledge of what God wants us to hear. As I was studying this early this morning, I realized something that I've never paid attention to before. We always think about the names. We always call their names out, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We call their names out, and we talk about the furnace that they were in, and we talk about Daniel and how God provided and met their needs. But for the first time, I realized I was missing a very specific principle that we teach all the time. Pastor Keys just got through ministering on it. Pastor Relaford taught on about it from Wednesday night. Concerning fellowship. It concerns fellowship. And the power and the authority that fellowship has. Daniel's name means God is my judge. We know that God brought Daniel and two of the other guys. He brought them out. Amen. He brought them from Jerusalem. They were captured in Jerusalem. Meshach's name means who is a coup. It's one of the gods that they worshipped. Shadrach's name means Misha, a coup, or it means Madan, God, is a cube. Abednego's name's worshiper of Nigo, or Nigo. Now, if you listen to the different names of these guys, you realize something that you probably never thought about, that they all come from different religions. When we talk about them, we always assume that because they were in the fiery furnace, they served the same God. But they didn't serve the same God. But Daniel's name, which means God is my judge, we're going to see what the power of fellowship has over other folks' lives. They came, they were captured, and they worshiped other statues, or other, which they called their gods. They worshiped them. But as we go to the third chapter of Daniel, I know you've been waiting on the chapter. In the 15th verse, it starts off, "Now if you be ready that at the what time you hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, the psaltery or the dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the image which I have made." There's that word image. But it's different from the word image that we've been dealing with. The word image we've been dealing with, we're talking about the resemblance and the character and the nature of God. That's the image we've been dealing with. But here they're talking about a different image. They want him to worship an image of what they presume in their minds or in their hearts to be their gods. Well, why? Because the king wants everybody to worship material things like he does. Most saints are more worshiper of material things than they are the things of God. It's going to get real quiet. Well, but if ye worship, well, he says, and worship the image which I have made, well, but if ye worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a It says burning fiery furnace, but in the original writing, the word burning is not there. It actually reads, "In the cast the same hour into the midst of a fiery furnace." Tossed into the midst. That means if they want to toss them into the hottest place in the furnace. Not the sides, but in the middle, in the very center of the hottest place. Well, we know that in the garden, the tree of life was where? In the center of the garden. So they done already messed up. Amen. They're going to throw them in the center of the garden. And don't you know that the word of God in the epistles, it says, think it not strange, the fiery trials that you go through. Don't think it's something different or something that you shouldn't be going through. Because we as saints, once we get to know God, we think we shouldn't be going through nothing. We think God ought to come down and stand next to us and say, don't worry, it's going to be all right. Or put his arm around us and say, hey, friend, I got you. But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said unto the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this manner. If it be so, our God whom we serve, that's the key. If it be so. If he don't deliver us, we're not going to get mad. How many hear me? If he don't heal me, I'm not going to get mad. If he don't bless me financially, I'm not going to get mad. If he don't work as quick as I think he should work, I'm not going to get mad. If our God, that's if he decides that he wants to do it. If we were, there are some things that you're going through in your life and you are on fire. It seems like everything around you is burning. The more water you throw on it, the hotter it gets. It's like trying to throw hot water on a grease fire. How many ever did that? A couple people raised their hands. We are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning. He is able to deliver us from the fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. See, even if he don't deliver us from the furnace, he gonna deliver us from you. How many heard that? He may not do what I want him to do, but he gonna do something. What he's saying is, I'm gonna paraphrase, even if he don't deliver us from the furnace, O king, you won't get the last laugh. There are folks all around you think they're going to get the last laugh from your calamity. But you got to keep praising God. You got to keep lifting him up. Hallelujah. But if not, be it known, O thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods or worship the golden image which thou hast set up. We're not going to worship the material things that you want us to worship because you want us to worship them. And we will not allow our mindset to be changed so that we can worship in our minds what you call God. A lot of folks are just like the wind. Whichever the wind blows, if it's the strongest, that's where they settle. If it sounds good, let's do it. Perfect example. Don't get mad at me because some of you probably out there did it. Just shake it off as experience. There was a thing going around called a Gideon offering. It was all over Christian TV. If you send in $300, you will get a Gideon offering. You get a Gideon gift. What do I want that Gideon had? He was a chicken. He had a bad attitude. And God had to force him to do what he wanted him to do. What is it that Gideon had that I want? Why would I send you $300 to get something that Gideon had? You'd be amazed at the Christians or the born-again believers that sent that $300 off to the man or the woman, because they all just kind of got in cahoots and got together on it and didn't help the house where they were being fed. That's how, well, whatever, I'm already there, gullible we can be. I have seen some wild stuff. I've seen folks give their mortgage money to get a property, get a prophecy, knowing that they're about to lose their house. And then get mad at whoever prophesied because it didn't happen. Oh, King, you're not going to prophesy to us. We know who we are in God, and we know who our God is. We're not going to worship. We're not going to lay down our lives. We're not going to give up what God has promised us. Now you have to ask yourself, they worship other gods. What God are they talking about? Who they been around? Daniel, whose name is God is my judge. If you can't be a witness of life, you got to be a witness of joy and peace. God is trying to tell us you can't be like everybody else. They said, but we ain't going to worship your God. And you better believe when you decide to serve God on God's terms, they are not going to like you. You're going to become a holy roller. If you praise God the way they don't want you to praise him, they're going to say you haughty. If I fall on this floor worshiping God, just leave me there. One of these pastors will fill in. One of these elders will get up here and fill in. Don't stop me from being blessed. So I call him Nezar. Forget all that other stuff. Nezar was full of fury. Full of fury. And the form of his what? Visage or his attitude, it did what? It changed. His appearance, his countenance, it all changed because he realized that he wasn't going to have a chance to change their lifestyles. Don't let nobody change your conversation. There's folks threatening to do this and threatening to do that and acting this way and that. Don't let them change your conversation in God. Because it's up to you anyway. You don't want to have to decide whether you're going to do what you need to do for God or not. Everything else around you is either a ploy to separate you or to steal your focus in God. Amen. You know what Nezar hates? What he hates most of all is the anointing. People cannot stand the anointing, because they can sense God through the anointing. Oh, my God. They made him so mad. Now, you have to remember, he loved Shadrach. He loved Meshach. And he loved Abednego. There's folks out there that love you, but keep on serving God. Just keep on serving God a little bit longer. I know nobody remember this story Pastor Hart used to tell. He told a lot of stories. Some of them I thought were true, and some of them I thought was a little bit out there. But he told them anyway. He told this story about a man who worked at Chrysler. For about 15, 20 years, he worked at Chrysler. And he heard everybody around him complaining about folks was persecuting them and afflicting them and coming against them and degrading them and dogging them and coming against them and doing all kind of stuff to them. And he was so excited because nobody ever persecuted him. Nobody afflicted him. Nothing ever happened to him. His life was just absolutely warm, wonderful. So Pastor Art said, he asked him, do anybody on your job know you serve God? He says, well, no. He said, no wonder you ain't got no trouble. Why would you have trouble? You're not confessing to serve the God Almighty. You are part of them. Somebody thinking now. So the king got mad. He commanded. His word was that the furnace should be heated seven times more than it would not be heated. Seven times more than what it originally was supposed to be heated. See how he planned into God's hands? If you worship God, the enemy will always play into God's hands. We keep seeing these numbers pop up. Now we see seven, which is the number of perfection or maturity. They're going to heat it seven times. I'm upset. I want to heat it seven times. I want as soon as they hit the stuff, I want them to singe. Folks want to see you burn up. They want to see you disappear. Well, maybe they don't if they don't know you love God. And then he commanded the most mighty men, the most mighty men that were in his army to, now, you have to remember, they're kids. They're kids. But he asked for the most, he wanted the strongest men. You know what that lets me know? That he was already afraid of their gods. Don't you know folks are already afraid of your God if you worship him in spirit and in truth? They're already afraid of him. Now, they're not going to let you know it. But you got to keep living this life that God has placed within you. Folks don't have no clue how close we are. They have none. I'm getting to the point where I'm going to stop saying I'm surprised. He commanded the most mighty men. Ones that were strong. That were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and cast them into the fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their... Listen, now listen. He made them keep all their clothes on. He made them keep their coats, their hosen, their hats, all their other garments, and they cast them in the midst of the fiery furnace. Why? Because the king figured if I make them keep all of their stuff on, that they'll burn quicker. Folks feel if they can catch you and destroy you in the midst of your blessing, you'll never want to expect another one. When things are going bad, folks don't care nothing about you. You only in their eyesight if your things going good for you. Then they want to act up. See, I let y'all fill it in. And the king's commandment was urgent. They want to destroy you fast, quick, and in a hurry. And they do it in such subtle ways. You better have the Spirit of God in you, because most folks that say they love you actually hate you. They have somewhat against you. Especially if they're telling you they love you 20 times a day. And you only see them twice or three times a week. Like they're trying to make up for something. I just love you. No, you don't. You saying to yourself, no, you don't. If you loved me so much, you wouldn't have went to the boss and lied on me. Listen to her. I'm glad she can hear. Ah, the king was mad. It was urgent. The furnace was exceeding hot, and the flame of the fire. The flame of the fire did what? Slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Don't you know in the midst of your praise, God will attack the very ones that are attacking you, but you got to praise him anyway. You can't get mad because they're mad. You can't be envious because they're envious. You can't be jealous because they're jealous. You can't be a hater because they're a hater. You cannot stoop to their level. You got to set a standard that's in God that regardless of what they do to you, it don't stop your praise. What they say about you, it don't stop your praise. What you go through, it can't hinder your praise. You're going to praise God regardless of what it is going on in and around your life. Now, I'm just imagining this. I can see them boys' faces when they was throwing them over into the furnace, how they had a smile on their face. See you, King. Only they were saying, see you, to say, we'll see you in a little while. You think you said bye. We're just going to say, see you. God is strong as man, threw him over. That's how hot the flame was, that when they opened up the door. Why is it when they open the door? That would have been a sign to me, Pastor Keys. You open up the door, and it burns up the men, but the boy's still standing there. You think that would be a clue to folks that's coming against you? You still standing. They done did all their stuff. They done tried everything they could do to try to destroy you or to separate you from the things of God. My God, you done even tried to separate yourself. I'm telling you, folks, God is burning up some flesh. I said, Lord, here's mine. Burn it up. Hallelujah. The three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down, bound in the midst of the burning fiery furnace. What does it say they do? They fell down. In the midst of your deepest and your hardest struggle, you got to fall to your knees in prayer. I used to always say that when you get in trouble, then you pray. But I'm finding out that a lot of times when you get in trouble, the last thing you want to do is pray. You just want to get out. So you try to work it with your own hands, work it with your own ideas, work it with your own thoughts and your own principles. You try to work your way out of this thing. Because in most cases, about 99.9% of the case, you figured out you in it because you did it anyway. So you figure if you got yourself in it, you can get yourself out. But you can't. They threw these boys over in the center of the hottest part of that furnace, and everything that was on the outside of that door got burned up. I would have told the king, I'm not going near the door. You might as well just hang me, cut my head off. I'm not going, because they'd already saw the power of God. It said they fell down bound. Sometimes you will be bound by your circumstances and by your situations. You'll be bound by your heartaches. You'll be bound by your trials. You'll be bound by your thoughts and by your ideas. But you got to fall down and praise God anyway. They were bound, but they fell down. They submitted themselves to God. Then old Nezah, the king, was amazed. You can't say that, Dennis. I can just imagine what the king said. Y'all know I'm going to say it, right? If you got delicate ears, just cover them up. I want you to understand how the king felt. When the king looked up in there, my daughter shaking her head. When the king looked up in there and saw what was going on, he was astonished. He said to himself, "What the hell?" That's what he said. Y'all think he said, "Oh my God." That ain't what he said. Because he realized what. Now he done had this furnace heated 7 times hotter than it's supposed to be heated. Another thing that we missing. Remember, it was already hot. So when he heated it the 7 times more, it just added to the first time. Now we're moving into the number 8. What's the number of, what's that number mean? New beginning? Is that what it mean? So throwing them into the fire is just starting them a new beginning. So if you in the fire, you going through a trial. You got a circumstance. If you praise God, if you fall down, whether you bound or not, you'll find out that you're actually moving into a new beginning. I'm about to close, honestly. Nezah the king was astonished, rose up in haste and spake and said to the counselors, "Didn't we throw 3 in there?" Did not we just cast 3 men bound? They were bound. Their hands were not free. Their feet was not free. The enemy wants to tie up your works, wants to tie up your walk, wants to tie up your ideas. But you know what you got? God searches the intents of our heart. You can praise him in your spirit. I know what I saw. I know what I saw. We cast 3 men in there in the midst of the fire. They answered and said unto the king, "True that. True that, okay. We do. There was 3 thrown in." All the time they think of themselves, and all of them that were with them got burned up. But remember, they were in the presence of Daniel. Don't you know that if folks get in your presence and you can praise God through your circumstance and through your situation, you will enlighten them and they'll understand that if you can do it, so can they. But if you're going through something and all you do is whine, complain, and bellyache, shut the front door.
So it doesn't matter what things that come against you. I am the Lord God with you. there to be there with you and for you against those that will seek to destroy you in the midst of your circumstances. Therefore, it doesn't matter what comes against you. It doesn't matter what is in your way. For I, the Lord your God, am in the midst of the fire with you, and I shall not allow you to be destroyed. I shall not allow you to be hurt. You shall not smell like smoke, because I, the Lord God, shall protect you wheresoever you go. So begin to trust in me. Put your faith in me. Look not to the left. Look not to the right. Look not at your circumstances. Look not at your sickness. Look not at your problems. Look not at what you don't have. But look at me. I am the author and I am the finisher of your faith. I am the Lord your God. I am your great one. I am your champion. I am your provider. I am your protector. And I will lead you and guide you into all things, saith the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on and praise him. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. You're not alone. You are not alone. I'm telling you, you're not alone. Hallelujah. What them boys was telling the king when he was about to throw them in there, king, if our God deliver us, he deliver us. If he don't, he don't. But we're not going to take it personal. We're not going to hold it against you because you're ignorant to the fact. Ah, the king said, we threw three in there. And he answered and said, but hey, lo, I see four. There's another number. My God, y'all don't see me. First, we hear the three boys tossed into the furnace. Three. Number of Trinity. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. For surely I shall move in thy midst this day, saith the Lord. For out of the fire shall I bring thee forth. Ah, my children, understand this one thing, that the battle is not yours, but it's mine, saith God. There are kings all around thee and princes that would love to destroy thee. I call them kings because they're kings of their fathers and princes of their fathers, but they have no authority and dominion over you because your mind and your heart is in me. You worship me in spirit and in truth. Therefore, you are my sons and my daughters, and I shall protect you even as I protect my own son, for my son liveth and abideth in you. So forget not to praise me in your troubles, forget not to glorify me in your struggles. For if you'll glorify me, I'll direct your path and I'll keep you and I'll protect you. But forget not to lift me up in all of your circumstances, for I am the Lord thy God. Hey, don't be moved by the things they see and the things you hear, for I am still moving by my spirit on the authority and power of my word, saith God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I hope y'all listening. I hope you're listening. I hope you're listening. They threw three boys in there who didn't really know God until they met Daniel. Daniel taught them. He witnessed to them. He fellowshiped with them in spite of their religiosity, in spite of what they called themselves. They might have been Catholic. They might have been Presbyterian. They might have been Baptist. But he fellowshiped with them, and it changed their life. It transformed their minds. Now that they know that the gods that they serving is not greater than the God that Daniel served. So now they're serving the God that Daniel served. Now they cannot be burned up. The king done threw them in the furnace. We saw the number three. Well, if you look at the number three, we'll say it represents the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. But I'm here to tell you that the number three represents this mind, soul, and body of man. So they can throw you in the furnace. Hallelujah. And then God, my God, hallelujah. And then God, who represents the one, will come forth and deliver you. And then when he adds the seven to it, the maturity of God, because you're mature in what you're going through. You're not whining and complaining and bellying. You're a mature born again believer. Now you're walking into a new creation, a new beginning, because what God has started, because God has spoken to you. Now we see that the kingdom looked over into the furnace, and now we see another number popping up. Four. When you start your new beginning, guess what's about to happen? Now you get ready to have creative works. Yeah. time you start embark on a new beginning, you need some creative works to take place in your life. You need new finances. You need a new mindset. You need blessings spiritually. You need blessings all around you. But don't expect it if you ain't praising him. Can't say, ah, my God, I see four men loose. How many heard that? I see them. Wasn't they, King said, wasn't they bound? Didn't y'all tie up their feet? Tie up their hand? They loose. They free. Don't you know what God is telling you? That in the midst of all of your trouble, he'll burn the binds from your hands. He'll burn the binds from your feet. He'll loose you in the midst of your circumstance. And you can walk around in the fire and still give him praise. Why? Because you got Jesus on the inside of you. And he said, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. I'll be with thee even unto the end of the world. And they have no hurt. They not. And you know what's another miracle that we don't even look at? Now remember, at first, now they don't have no windows on this furnace. There's only one way to look in this furnace, and that is to open up the door. So the king's got to open up the door and look in. How come he not being burned up? The strong man was, the fire ain't got no weaker. It's hotter now than it ever was. Because God wanted them to see what he had done for them. Hallelujah. God wants people to see how God has blessed you, how God has delivered you, how God has set you free, how God has moved in your life. Hallelujah. Come on and praise him this morning. This is the end. This is the end. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. The image of the Creator, or talking about covenant Creator, or covenant God, or Elohim. Guess what that means? That's talking about Jesus, who is the Word, has the power to create. Don't you know all that took place right there when they saw Jesus? Now we can see why they threw the number 3 in there. Now we can see why they threw the number 1 and the number 7 and the number 8. And now we see why the number 4 finishes out with creative miracles, because Jesus was there all the time. He never left them. He was with them all the time. So when the king finally looked in the furnace and saw that there was 4, it was creative works, whatever. And God said, King, I'm not going to burn you up, because I want you to see just how powerful I am. That I'm greater than your gods. That I'm greater than your ideas. That I'm greater than your principles. That I'm greater than all this mess you got set up. I am the living God. I'm Elohim. I'm Jehovah Jireh, the God that will provide. I'm the great one. I'm the great I am. I'm the lily of the valley, the rose of Sharon. I'm Jehovah Tiskadu. I'm Jehovah Jireh. I'm Jehovah Raphael. I'm all of these. I'm the great Almighty. You can't outdo me, saith God. That's what your fellowship do for folks. If you fellowship in God, that's what it does for folks. It gives them life. For in him is life, and the life is the life of God. You have the ability to produce life or to produce death through your fellowship with God. And your fellowship with people, you can show forth the mercies, the compassion, and the goodness of God. Don't waste God's love that's in your life doing nothing with it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
But the king did not.
Oh, my God.
By his might and by his power. Oh, you need to hear. For I am the Lord thy God, and I sent them forth under my authority, said God. Yea, even before they was in the fiery furnace, yea, I had prepared my glory to be shown forth, said God, in the earth. Ha-ko-mo-mo-shaka. And yea, I sent my servant, and my servant blessed them, and my servant spoke of me. And yea, they took hold of my name and my concepts and my precepts, said God. And yea, it was embedded in them, and it changed their mind. It changed their attitude. It changed them, said God. And yea, then I sent them forth, yea, for this glory to come forth and this victory to come forth out of the fiery furnace. Do you not know that I bring you out of your troubles and your trials and your circumstances by my mighty hand? Yea, that I have already sent before, said God, yea, to show forth my glory and my victory in the earth. So lift me up and praise me, for I am to be glorified in my people, said God. And in my people I reign, and in my people I pull down the stronghold, and in my people that go forth, yea, they shall have the blessings of my hand upon them, said God. Hallelujah.
Hey, my God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. 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 You have the power to change minds, to change hearts, to change ideas, to change principles. You have the, what does it say? Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the fiery furnace, and he spake and he said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God, I now recognize that you are servants of the Most High God. He had to admit that their God was greater than the ones that he was serving. It's folks around you serving all kind of gods. They serving gods of cars and gods of houses and gods of this and gods of that. They done forgot that there's only one true and living God, and his name is Jesus. God ain't inserted you in somebody's life for no reason. There's a purpose that that person's in your life. There's a purpose that you're in that person's life. There is purpose in what you do. There's got to be purpose in what you say. The king said, oh, servants of the Most High God, come forth, come hither. And then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, listen to this, came forth, somebody say came forth, say it again, came forth, say it again, came forth, out of the mist, for the midst of the fire. Y'all see the other miracle? How many see the other miracle? The power of God. They threw them in bound, but they came out on their own. Y'all don't hear me today. They went inbound, and they were all the fire that was on them, but they came out on their own. God's trying to bring you out. He's trying to bring you out of your trouble, trying to bring you out of your problems, out of your situation. He's trying to bring you out, but you got to praise him in the midst of it. The king was messed up. The princes and the governors and the captains and the king's counselor began to gather, saw these men upon whose bodies fire had no power, nor was their hair or their head on their heads singed, nor were their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on them. You like heard the word of God said they were in the fire, but they came out and they didn't smell like smoke. You didn't even know they'd been through the trouble. You didn't even know they were in the furnace. Don't you know when you praise God, when you serve him with all that is in you, that when you get through going through your fiery trial, that when you come out, folks won't know you've been through it because you don't smell like smoke. Why? Because you don't have nothing to complain about. I got a question for you. What's your fiery furnace today? What's your fiery furnace today? What is your fiery furnace? Well, whose furnace are you in? And they think they got you bound. Hallelujah. But God will bring you out. Amen. And then in the creative part of it, God will create a way for you to walk out on your own. And he'll cause the very ones that caused you to be in the fire in the first place to recognize that your God is God. All these folks that we're talking about here, the princes and the governors, they are the ones that caused them to be in the furnace in the first place. What does the word of God say in the book of Psalms? As you travel through the valley of death, you shall fear no evil. Why? Because when you get at the end of the valley, you done went through it, God will prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemies. If you look at the word presence, you translate it and you break it down into the Hebrew, it means mist. Don't let nothing steal your praise. Don't let nothing steal your praise, your worship. Hallelujah. Don't let your old man carve you up like a turkey and keep you from worshiping God. Amen. My God. I'm not talking to you from hearing or stories. I'm talking to you through experience. I done been in a furnace that was burned by coal. I done been in a furnace that was fueled by gas. I done been in a furnace that was fueled by men. And God had to teach me to trust in him with all my heart, with all my mind, and with all my soul. In order to come out, hallelujah, on my own power. How many ready to come out on your own? When I first got saved and was going through all this stuff, they were dragging me out by my feet. You know why they were dragging me out by my feet? Because I had my hands latched onto something. Oh, it got quiet then. Don't make God have to drag you away from the very thing that you need to let go. Amen. But don't, listen now, don't think because you done fellowship and brought somebody to victory that the enemy ain't going to leave you alone. Remember, they threw Daniel in the lion's den. They done preached that it wasn't no to teeth, the lion didn't have no teeth. What purpose would that serve? That the lions were so tired when they threw them in there that they fell asleep. If you read anything about Roman folklore, you know that they didn't feed them lions for weeks, for months. So when they saw you, you were just a tender morsel. You were flaming mignon. You was that 14-ounce T-bone steak. That's another message. Everyone stand.